And what are we talking about but personal healing here? What everyone is trying to heal is that sense of separation from love in their own mind. And that sense of separation from love revolves around the idea that we are bound or limited to this body. But as soon as you recognize the mind is the decision maker and the body just sort of follows along and does what the mind tells it to do, you've got your first clue as to which direction you should go in. As long as you believe that the body is your reality, you're going to be filled with fear. And if you're not experiencing love, then the only other alternative is to experience fear. We already know that the body's not going to last, so you simply cannot bank on it. You can't count on it to save you. You can't count on it to last. And it's going to reflect your state of mind. Now, what kind of state of mind are you sitting in right now? Are you harboring unloving thoughts? Are you holding grievances? Are you suffering as a result of that? And if you're holding unloving thoughts, I guarantee you, you're not feeling happy. So what are you going to do about it? We talked about forgiveness. Now, don't think this is just some charitable act that you offer to somebody who's really guilty that has truly injured you. Don't think that you can offer an idea of forgiveness to make yourself feel like you're bigger or better than somebody. This is strictly and quite literally the way out of hell for you as the individual. Forgiveness in the end is going to prove to be an illusion, because in truth there's nothing to forgive. What you're really forgiving are all the unloving thoughts that have been buried in your mind, which you use as a substitute to replace your true and loving thoughts. Forgiveness needs to be practiced in this world. Nobody just wakes up typically and says, I forgive the world. You can start with that one person. I guarantee you, you've got one person that you've been holding a grievance against for years. Or a situation, love affair, work, employment, some situation that has just made you so furious and can't see straight. And if you would recognize the cost to you as the individual, you'd be willing to give it up. And so forgiveness steps up to the plate, swing batter, you hit a home run. Every time you truly forgive, you've just increased your happiness. Every time you're willing to honestly forgive something that didn't happen, something that you dreamed up, some falsehood that you chose as a substitute for your love, you just became a winner. And so here is the way out of hell for the world. There are so many books right now out on the market on how to forgive, how to be happy, how to attain personal health. And there's also a lot of medical doctors. This is not just a religious thought going on. We're talking about science and psychology. We're talking about what it takes to heal your mind, which will ultimately reflect in your body, and so the body will reflect a state of health. The body's not going to last. We know this. So quit looking to it as your savior. You've got to go into your thought system, and this is where your love is. This is where your peace is. This is where your happiness is. Now, it is impossible to maintain two diametrically opposed thought systems in your mind and expect to be happy and at peace. They cancel each other out. You always choose one at the expense of the other. And this would explain why the world is so whacked out. We're going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth between love and fear. But you are the decision maker here. You get to decide which is more valuable to you. You side with your love, you're going to be at peace. You side with fear, well, you're going to live in fear. We're going to get into a Colorado artist you've probably never heard of, Hazel Miller, who's going to set the record straight with a song called Time to Reconcile on The Loving Room.
With what you did, it's time for healing. Give trust a chance to begin. The love to replace hate, it's time to communicate. It's time to reconcile. Have no regret. We must forgive, but we cannot forget. Once the truth is known, you've got to atone. No. the bond that we share. Learn to live together. Learn to care. 'Cause when it's all said and done, there's only one world for everyone. Else is gone to reconcile. To reconcile.